These attacks by the British government and the Irish Protocol are in effect nothing more than a proxy than wider sustained attacks on the Good Friday Agreement. And this is probably the most sustained attack we've seen on the Good Friday Agreement since 1998. It's becoming about because of two different things. The first thing is the DUP have not been able to get their heads around the reality that no longer is unionism in the majority in the North. The DUP and Geoffrey Donaldson are trying to say they're defending the Good Friday Agreement. That's laughable when we all know that they've constantly attacked it. We also have the wider issue then of the problems that's going on in the Tory leadership. Boris Johnson is intent on maintaining himself as leader. That means he has to portray the European Union as the boogeyman in all this, and by doing that he's trying to shore up support within the right wing of the Tory party by pointing to the EU and saying there's where the problem lies, it's the Irish Protocol, we have to destroy it, undermine it, despite the fact that it was him and his government that negotiated it.